Colt Powers here, Radio on the Go Sports, standing with our two state qualifiers, Charlie Morton and Bo Morton, a brother-sister tag team here. They have both qualified for state here from Decorah at the Class 3A state qualifying meet. And Charlie, how are you feeling? You've not only the shot put and the discus you've qualified in. How does it feel?
Feels great. I'm excited to go back down to Drake again and hopefully get another win down there.
How many years have you made it to Drake?
Four now.
This is your fourth year, so all 4 years you've been able to qualify and head down there. So that's fantastic. Congratulations on all 4 years there. Bo, how many years have you made it?
That's my first year.
First year. So first year, brother-sister tag team. Congratulations on making it down. You got it with a throw of 49 feet, 1 inch. It is, took second place in your shot put. So you both get to go down for shot put. How are you feeling getting to go for your first year?
Honestly, I'm feeling really good. It's just been my dream. This whole year, that's what I've been thinking of, just making the state, and I did it, so I'm really happy.
That is fantastic, and I think it's really cool that you guys both get to go down there. Charlie, it's your senior year. Bo, it's your sophomore year. You guys get to go down one time as a tag team. I think that's really awesome. I was talking with your dad a little bit earlier. He said years ago he heard of a brother-sister team that went down, but it's probably been a lot of years, so I'd like to find out if there's any teams that have done it, and I'm not even sure if there's been any from Hampton Dumont, but that's something I think we'll have to check out. But I think that's really cool. Charlie, how would you describe your track and field journey and how it led you to be in a state qualifier?
We have started throwing when I was in fourth grade. I don't know how old Bo was, but we've been training ever since then, and we train around 6 days a week, just working on our technique, breaking it down, and just working on those little things. That was a big focus for us this year, just working on those little things. And just by executing that stuff and even working hard in the weight room on the off season, just all those things have led to this moment. And I'm so glad I sacrificed some of the things for getting extra practice in or extra lifting in to get to this moment.
Well, that's huge. Weight room is always huge. You guys have participated in there since the middle school when you guys were with me and Bliss. And you guys have had a long journey with that. So everything contributes, and just the little things working on, just the minor things that people think and take for granted every day, and making those things happen, that's what pushes you over the edge. Bo, what do you think about for your journey?
It's been awesome. It's just, I knew I had it in me. I know I just had to work, and I know the work would pay off, but it's been a good journey.
For you guys, you've worked with your dad for years. Is he probably one of your biggest mentors in the shot and disc?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think I would be where I am right now without him, and just having that coaching, and he is really dedicated to it. He wants to get better for us, learning new techniques and stuff, and we want to get better for him, so it's just great.
That's awesome. Bo?
Yeah, he's just been the best, just throughout him coaching me, Charlie, all the Morton siblings. He's just been the best. He knows a lot. He just made me a better person.
Nope, that's awesome. And you guys got some siblings coming up too. And I believe Sylvie has did she beat your record at the middle school level? Did I hear she took a record for discus?
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. You got competition now with your little sister and your siblings. So that's pretty cool. We kind of just touched on it, but what is probably the most important aspect of your training?
Definitely just putting the time in, putting the effort in every day, coming and trying to improve. I think that's a big thing. Just trying to work on, maybe you're not throwing as far, but working on those little things, like I said, just trying to improve those every day and just working as hard as you can every day.
Bo?
I would say just stay consistent. You maybe skip a couple days, but you want to be on the grind. Just keep grinding, and yeah, I think just being consistent is one of the biggest things in throwing, or honestly anything.
days off don't hurt at all. I mean, recovery is a good thing. A good thing. So you got to have that once in a while. So, nope, that's fantastic. Again, congratulations to you both. Get to go down for the shot put for both of you guys. That's a huge deal. Brother, sister, tag team. Any final thoughts you want to mention here tonight?
I'm just glad I get to go down with my brother for my senior year. It means a lot to me and him that he made it, and I'm super proud of him, and I just know he can do so much more.
That's awesome. Bo, any final thoughts?
I just want to thank my family and just the people who supported me, because without them, I don't think I could have done this, so I just want to thank them.
That's awesome. So fantastic. Again, Charlie Morton, Bo Morton, brother-sister tag team, making it down to state here. They qualified for state in Decorah with the shot put for both of them. And then Charlie is also moving on with the discus. So congratulations to the Mortons. They are our state qualifiers. As of right now, we still have a bit of the track meet to go tonight, but they are our state qualifiers as of right now for the shot put and discus. Colt Powers here from Decorah with the Class 3A state qualifying meet.